Alleluia, alleluia. Receive the word of God, not as the word of men, but as it truly is, the word of God.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know whom you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." And the unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. The reading of today reminds us that God has given us authority to cast out demons. God has given us authority to proclaim the word of God. God has given us authority to stand as his children. Today, when our Lord Jesus Christ taught them in the synagogue, they exclaimed that this man taught with authority that is not from the scribes. You know, then, at the time of Jesus, the scribes had authority to teach, and their authority came from the law. The law. So whatever they taught and whatever they exhibited was in consonance with the law. But Jesus' own authority was not from the law, the Jewish law. So that was why they were so surprised. I said, where does this man get this authority? Or where did he get this authority? But Jesus Christ made them to understand that his authority to teach came from his baptism. You know, he was given authority when he was baptized. The voice of his Father, and also the dove, the Spirit. That is where he got his authority to teach at his great commissioning, when he was commissioned to go out and proclaim the good news, to cure those who were sick, cast out demons. So with that same authority, he went out and began to teach and to cast out demons. So my dear brothers and sisters, like I have said, God has given us authority. In baptism, we have that empowerment to proclaim the word. We have that empowerment to cast out demons. Then, in today's reading too, we have to understand that when Christ was casting out demons, the demon said, "Why have you come to destroy us?" What is the meaning of that "us," to destroy us? Which means that it is not only one demon. but so many demons. Christ has come not to destroy or to exorcise one demon, rather so many demons. Sometimes we ask ourselves, what is this demon? Or what are these demons? We have a lot of demons disturbing us as human beings. We have the demon of selfishness. We have the demon of self-centeredness. We have the demon of accumulation of material things, forgetting God. So we ask God today to come into our hearts and minds to cast out demons disturbing us. These demons that blindfold us and keep us away from seeing God, keep us away from worshiping God, that keep us away from loving one another, that keep us away from reading the Word of God and putting the Word of God into practice in our lives. So we ask Him to come and cast away these demons so that we may rely on Him, just like Hannah in today's first reading. She relied and hoped only in God, because she was fully aware that it is only God that could answer her prayers. So what are you passing through in life? It is only but God that can unload your burden. It is only but God that can lighten your burden. It is only but God that can take away your problems. Why not come close to Him? Why not rely on Him? Why not allow Him, give him a space to cast out these man-made demons in your lives? May God continue to empower us. May He continue to give us the grace so that at all times we will do His will. Amen.